smoke advisories are in effect for travelers driving the Edgerton Highway to McCarthy due to the Chaquina fire within the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. Fire Information Officer Kathleen Cavlock says the fire is still on the south side of the Chittenah River, away from historical structures, but it is spreading to the west.
It is now estimated at nearly 30,000 acres. They did attempt an aerial backburn. It was not successful. The fire continued north. It was northwest. It's about 3/4 of a mile from the river. They did bring in 2 more helicopters. So now we have a total of 4 helicopters with bucket abilities on the fire. They're bringing in a strike team of engines, which will be 6 engines, and they will help with structure protection and preparing houses for defensible space.
Winds last night helped to push the fire backwards, easing fears that the fire could jump the river. Efforts to douse the fire's western perimeter with water carried in by helicopters are ongoing, but are only slowing the fire's progress toward the confluence of the Nazina and Chittenah rivers. Cavlock says McCarthy is in no danger at this time, and some light rain Sunday night helped to reduce the fire's heat. The state and the National Park Service are coordinating firefighting efforts on that fire. Meanwhile, the Minto Flats South Fire is holding on to its place as largest fire in the state at more than 210,000 acres. The fire is part of the Rail Belt complex of fires. Gary Lunhausen is a spokesman for the Alaska Division of Forestry.
And because it has the potential to do what it wants to do, basically, all the structures in the vicinity of the Minto Flats South Fire are technically threatened. Of course, we're going to do all we can to keep the fire away from those structures. Recently, there has been significant movement on the southern flank of the fire, and there's one particular structure where we have 8 smoke jumpers on the ground right now, and yesterday they had to burn out around that cabin to protect that cabin, and I think by now, or at least by the end of the day, the fire will have burned completely around that structure.
He says the fire probably will burn until the snow flies. Crews are being taken off the Shanta Creek fire on the Kenai Peninsula after light rains covered the fire area.